No, a cup that was awarded to the best army reservist in Kerry has been permanently donated to the Kerry County Museum. The Thomas Ashe Cup, which originated in 1944 when it was presented by the Kerry Southern Brigade of the Army to the local defence force, the LDF, a volunteer force set up during World War II. LDF groups and later FCA groups, platoons, competed for the trophy each year. The trophy was withdrawn in 2007. Commandant Jim Carroll of the 32nd Battalion then presented the cup to Michael Scannell, who was president of the Thomas Ashe Branch of Oileáin na Siúnta na hÉireann Veterans Charity. One accepted it on behalf of the branch in Ballymullen Barracks. The cup was given on loan to the Kerry County Museum by the Thomas Ashe Branch of One in 2008. And recently, it was decided that the cup would be donated to the County Museum on a permanent basis. Secretary of the Thomas Ashe Branch of Oileáin na Siúnta na hÉireann Veterans Charity, Michael Guerin, spoke to me about this.
Right, the Thomas Ashe Memorial Cup, which is presently in the County Museum, was initially presented to the by the LDF in 1944, arising from subscriptions from over 250 old IRA men and some local defence force members. They raised £50, which at the time, 1944, was a lot of money. But the whole aspect of it was that it would be a perpetual cup to be used for shooting competitions within the county. Now, the LDF stood down, and it became, in 1946, the FCA, which continued until 2005, when it was again stood down, and now it became the RDF. Now, the RDF didn't meet the requirements of the intentions of the original people that subscribed to the cup, in that it was to be used as competitions to raise the level of standards amongst the six companies in Kerry. It was actually, Kerry was broken down into six companies.
Yeah.
Like you had A. Tralee, C. Dingle, D. Killarney, E. Clogg and F. Lestode, and they would compete annually at the platoon competitions in Ballymullen Barracks, Tralee. Now, out of the companies, 35 were usually selected for the competitions.
Yeah.
And these were highly competed in drill, range practice up in Ballydunlea, rifle range overlooking Tralee, many good days we had up there, tactics and dress. And my God, was there a lot of work put into dress. You can imagine you could be out in tactics, and you had to come back then and start ironing your
uniform,
pants and uniform. And there was no sockets in my days anyway in Ballymullen in the rooms. But what we did is we actually put on one of those little adapters that you could plug electric iron,
yes,
into the light socket.
Yes.
And that was used probably in a very unorthodox fashion.
Right.
To iron the uniform. So, in actual fact, though, the main rivals, because of the maximum number, were between Tralee and Lestode,
yeah,
company.
Yeah.
And it continued like that until approximately the 60s, when in 69 and 92, Killoglan C Company were the winners. In 91 and 93, Killarney D Company, and the final winners were Lestode in 94. Now, I've got that from the little small plates,
yeah,
that decorate the base,
yeah,
of the, and like the great history in that. Not the Goshless particularly interested when I looked at it. I sent you a photograph. Tralee were the first to win it in 1944. But interestingly, Knocknagoshlin, local defence force, in 1945 won it. Now, I had records the membership because they were all part of IF Company at the time. They had a membership of 135, and they were led by Seamus O'Connor. He was known as Jimmy and the Master.
Right.
And his history and story is there, and is taught in his book, Tomorrow's Another Day. But the interesting thing, what I found in myself when I published that book, Soldiers We Will Be, was that for the emergency period, those that were bitter enemies in the Civil War period, like Jimmy and the Master, and Michael O'Connell here in Cleaver-Lustall, they both were in very opposite sides in the Civil War. But for the emergency period, they were attached to headquarters leading the LDF. So the LDF and the FCA became a very unified form and uniting organisation.
To bring people together after the Civil War.
And it took the bitterness out of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it then is actually they had their own football team, and I was reading there particularly the Kerryman 1944, where they competed, they had a football team, and they were winning all around them. They set up a very high standard. Now, the first man that was quartermaster in Tatchlestone was Bill Carney. Bill was great for drama.
Yeah.
But it's hard to believe it, that he used to cycle to Knocknagoshal for training at night and make his way back from Knocknagoshal to the store on his bike, often without a lamp, because they had no fancy lamps at that time.
That time, yeah.
And all they had over them, like, was ground sheet. Now, going back to the Cup. The Cup, in 2007, it was when the RDF was formed, it was covering counties West Limerick, South Tipperary, and Clare. So it wasn't really appropriate that the Cup should remain for the purpose it was established. So in 2008, I have all the minutes, like, of the
ONU. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm the secretary. It was decided that it should be donated to
the County Museum.
County Museum,
yeah.
On a 10-year loan with Tom Quirk, a trustee. Tom knows still our president and treasurer of ONE. So he was appointed a trustee. So he had been keeping an eye and checked. So I came up with a recent branch meeting that we should review the situation. And we decided at this stage in discussion with Helen O'Carroll,
yeah,
that we should now make it a permanent donation.
So you handed it over then, Michael, on the 29th of October. Formal handover carried out?
The formal was carried out with our chairman, Brendan O'Rourke, myself, secretary, and Tom Quirk, with other members, and Helen O'Carroll. So we signed all the documentation, and the only condition we had is that we'll remain the property of the County Museum to be viewed by the public, and one of our trustees will always be able to check.
Yeah.
But also I mentioned to Helen, she said she will, when time arises, that as well as being on display, she will have a display in regard to LDF and FCA.
Yeah.
Items that will go over the Cup.
Because that's an important part of our history and the military history of the country.
It is very, very important because actually you can see there how important it was. Even I haven't the minutes of the various meetings, but the other thing is the engraving. The main base engraving says, "This Cup was formally presented by Kerry Southern Brigade Old IRA to the local defence force in 1944 as a perpetual unit shooting competition trophy. The trophy was retired in 2007 following the FCA 15 Battalion being subsumed into the 36th RDF on November 7th, 2007. Commandant Jim Carroll, OC 36, 2nd Battalion presented the cup to Michael Scanlon, who was president of Thomas Ash branch of Ogden or Shorten the Hayden, accepted it on behalf of the branch in Ballymullen Barracks. And also present was Commandant Michael O'Connor, RDF, ex-Commandant John Landers, Tom Quirk, Tom O'Connor, Jack Moore, Mossy Roach, Larry Kane, and Chief Frank Dowden, and ex-Sergeant Coleman O'Sullivan. Now that's engraved and attached to the base. And then we have the whole history from 1944 right up to 99 when Lestrade won it.
There you go, Michael Guerin there telling us about the history of the Thomas Ash Cup, permanently donated now to the County Museum on a permanent basis. He's secretary of the Thomas Ash Branch of One, which is the Oleg Náisiúnta na hÉireann Veterans Charity.